Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about using a real estate agent. Hey everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. That's right, I'm your host, Silas Lindenstein, and I am a real estate agent with Skyline Properties in the Seattle, Washington area. And thank you so much for tuning in for episode number four. We're talking about using a real estate agent. If you've been listening to this podcast, here's what it's about. The podcast is about helping first-time home buyers, especially, or new home buyers, or someone who's returning to the home buying market, make the best decisions possible, be the most educated you can be as you're hitting out in this complicated real estate market. If you are in the Seattle area, I'm talking directly to you. You understand what I'm saying, how complicated it is out there. If you're not in the Seattle area, though, a lot of this stuff that I say is very applicable to you. So don't tune off. This is not just about Seattle real estate. This is about being a smart home buyer of all things. So today, we're talking about using a real estate agent. The question that comes off right away, why do I need a real estate agent? Do I need one? And like, yeah, I mean, yes, I'm biased. I'm definitely biased. You do. And you know what? I want to be honest with you up front. Part of me didn't even want to do this episode because I just felt like, oh, this is going to seem like I'm just trying to sell myself to everybody. And I didn't want it to come across that way. So I was actually going to skip this, the next thing on my ultimate home buyer's guide that I usually do. But I did think about, like, you know what? People listening to this may not be in my area anyway, and they still need to know this information about real estate agents. And, you know, as much as I would like everyone listening here to choose me, I do understand the reality of the situation. There's, you know, a lot of real estate agents, and, you know, maybe your brother's a real estate agent and you're like, well, I got to kind of use them. So there's still info you probably need to have. And so, you know, that being said, yeah, of course, if you're in the Seattle area, anywhere from Tacoma to Marysville, I would love to help you out. That's a given, right? But that's not what this is about. This is about you knowing what a real estate agent does. Now, I absolutely think you should use one. Some people think like, oh, the person that's selling a house, they can just represent me. I'll just call them and do that. Now, that's not something I would advise, even if I'm the listing agent there, you know, because here's the thing. Like, let's say your sister was getting divorced. Would you suggest that she uses the same lawyer as her husband? No, you wouldn't. You want someone that is looking out for them, right? And so that's the same for you. You want someone looking out for you. The listing agent is there to help the seller. That's what they're there for. So they're not going to be able to equally help you out. There's actually a thing called dual agency that some agencies don't even allow this listing agent to represent the buyer's agent. And, you know, that's honestly fair. So you want somebody that is going to work with you. Some of you might be thinking, yeah, but I'm buying a home for the first time. I'm already strapped for cash. I don't want to have to worry about paying a real estate agent. Well, here's a good thing for you. The way it is set up, and, you know, things could change in the future. That being said, typically the buyers don't have to pay cash to that buyer's agent. What they do, the buyer's agent is usually paid via the real estate listing. There's a commission that's set up in contract between the seller and the seller's agent, and they decide, oh, how much the seller's going to pay for a commission overall, and of that, how much is going to go to a buyer's agent. So, you know, just there's no set amount. That's actually a law that there's no set amount. You can't fix a rate on that. So I never know what it's going to be when I go to a house. You know, I mean, I find out, but, you know, there's no set amount. So let's say I'm going to be getting 2.5% or 3%, you know, from a house as a commission. That doesn't come out of your pocket as a buyer. That comes out of the basically the seller's pocket at the end of the sale. It's sort of like kind of paying like a referral fee for like, hey, I brought you some awesome buyers. So, you know, because of that, I'd like some money. And that's how I get paid. So now there are situations that, you know, sometimes it can get wrapped into the loan. If, for instance, if the house was just we call it a FSBO, for sale by owner. So it wasn't on the MLS, which is the system that we're as agents using to find other homes around. If it's just some guy sticking a, you know, sign in his yard saying I'm selling a house, you know, I can approach them on behalf of my client and I can say, hey, we're interested in this house. I want to show it. And I can try to arrange a little contract between us. And that typically works. And I can say like, hey, if I sell this house, I want it to my buyers. I'd like this commission. Sometimes, you know, they're just like, no, I do not want anyone to get paid. And then we can figure out, there's ways that we can do it. Just have to look at your individual loan and, you know, we can wrap it into there. But typically 99% of the time, it's a straightforward thing like that. So don't worry about extra cash for it. That should be built in as a commission paid by the seller or the listing agent's firm, technically. Okay, so that's how that works. How do you find an agent? So of course, family and friends, lots of good agents work off of referrals. That's how they do it. You know, they represent their client really well, and then, you know, they recommend them to their friends. So however you do end up finding that agent for you, I think the important thing is you want to pick one that you can trust, you know, one that you can spend a lot of time with, and, you know, just to make sure that they're going to work for you, you know, like take you to showings and stuff. I will say this is my pet peeve when I'm hosting an open house and I have all these people come in and say their agent sent them to the open house to look at it. I was like, well, why isn't the agent showing them the house? You know, there's some agents that'll take your business. They'll sign you up as a client and then, you know, just start sending you off places. And, you know, I mean, they should, only so many homes have open houses. Like, you can get into everywhere. An agent's partly there just to get you in the door so you can look at places that don't have open houses and arrange times to get in places. So, you know, just make sure they work for you. Another thing to think about is, let's say a referral from another agent. Let's say you do trust an agent well, but they don't work in your area. Like let's say you live in Portland, Oregon right now, right? I've got one or two agents that I trust in Portland, Oregon that I would refer people to. So, you know, that way you at least interview them, you know, like at least you can trust like, okay, I got somebody like Silas likes them. And I actually, through different connections, I've got agents kind of all over the country that I sort of know. And some I know and trust more in particular. So, hey, if you're anywhere you're out there right now, if you're looking for an agent, you know, feel free to shoot me an email, send me a text, let me know, and I'll refer one in your area if I can at all. So I can at least check, you know. The last thing I wanted to touch on briefly is a thing called buyer's agencies agreement. You may get this from some agents. Not everyone uses them, but they, you know, I think it's something important to cover. A buyer's agencies agreement is a little, you know, it's a little contract that some agents will use after they meet you and you talk and you decide, oh, yeah, I would like to use you. And so they have you sign this thing saying, you know, say for the next 6 months, if you're looking for homes in this area, that, you know, you're going to use them. And the reason people will do that, I mean, you're probably honest. You're an honest person. But there's some folks that'll use some agent to show them homes, you know, for 3 months. And then they said, oh, I want a home. And then they go call their Aunt Mary, and Aunt Mary writes up the offer for them, and Aunt Mary gets the commission. And so the buyer agency agreement is there to prevent those kind of things happening. And also, you know, to kind of commit that agent to you, because what if you're, you know, like I'm here in Seattle, let's say I'm showing clients, a house in Ballard. And then I have another new clients who are like, oh, they all want the same type of home in Ballard. Now, if I'm in contract with one of them, I feel, you know, obligated. I got to help these people out, you know, and get them in there. And I won't have, like, I certainly can't write an offer on, I can't write an offer on two places anyway for the same one. But, you know, if I have one person that's committed to using me, I'm going to be obligated to work with them first. So that's a good reason. It kind of keeps that agent working for you as well. They also know you're serious and that you aren't going to run off with Aunt Mary. So, you know, it does make everything a lot calmer. Now, to be honest, I don't use this agreement most of the time, but in some states it is law. The times I will use it are certainly when I'm going to have to work with for sale by owner sellers or that kind of thing. Then I kind of need that agreement in place. But also don't worry, like there are ways usually in the contract. You have to read it or, you know, I'll tell you legally, I have to tell you, you can show it to an attorney. But you know, there should be something in there saying like when you can cancel it or if you can cancel, you can end the relationship at any time. In Washington State, there's a statement in there on how to cancel this agreement for future. So that way, if you don't like them, you can just start working with someone else you do like. Washington has particular rules about all of this, which could be different from your state. So you definitely want to look into that wherever you are. So, hey, everybody, that is the show. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Silas Lindenstein with Skyline Properties. And if you happen to be in the Seattle, Washington area and you are looking to buy or sell a home, go ahead and give me a call or text at 206-351-9230. Or you can email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. Also, if you've enjoyed the show, please go to iTunes and give it a rating. Would really appreciate that. Share this with any friends or family you know that might be looking to understand the home buying process. Until next time, keep on laughing.